Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. It is one of the best college basketball days of the year. So many games going on right now, and some big breaking news to get to is Cooper Flagg, of course, the best player in the country for Duke, just got hurt in the ACC quarterfinal game against Georgia Tech. So we'll talk about the implications of that. Did not look good. So if he has to miss the tournament, obviously what that would look like for not only Duke, but the rest of the country. Reed Wallach going to join us here in a bit. Going to get his thoughts on that, as well as all the games we got going on today. We'll give out all of our picks that we have throughout the entire slate of games. We will also give an updated conference tourney look at what's going on in the Big East, the Big 12, the Big 10, and maybe now even the ACC and what that could look like if Flagg is out and Duke goes down today against Georgia Tech. And then we will talk about some of the mid-major teams that have already punched their ticket to the big dance. We had Montana and American yesterday out of the Patriot League and Big Sky. So I'll let you know some of the mid-major teams that I like coming up when the bracket is revealed on Sunday. And then we'll give out all of our favorite plays, wrap the show at the end of the next 30 minutes. As always, any questions, any comments that you guys have for us, hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on our live stream, on X as well. And if you miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's go to the Glasser guest line. Glasses in session. We check in with Reed Wallach, who joins us. Give him a follow on X at Reed Wallach, host of the Early Read. Also does great work for SI as well. Reed, before we get to the Cooper Flagg news, definitely want your thoughts on that and just kind of the implications now of what the national championship picture could look like. Do you have anything going on in any of these games? Did you take anything in Indiana, Oregon, BYU, Iowa State, any of the early games?
Yeah, thanks for having me on as always, PJ. Obviously a lot to talk about. For right now, got Oregon -1.5. That nice little spurt before half. I hit a bit of a cooler here during championship week, which is always shakes the confidence a little bit, but we, you gotta stick to what you're doing. So also got Butler +12.5. They really slow start, but they got inside the number at half. We'll see if maybe they could keep this competitive. So that's all I'm on for tonight. I live in the New York City area, so I'm hitting the Big East tournament tonight, so I gotta fire some plays for those as well.
Oh, love that. Yeah, UConn and Villanova in the nightcap. That should be a good one. Some updates real quick. Yeah, St. John's is just taking it to Butler. They're up 11-37-26. You mentioned Oregon. I had Indiana in the first half. I doubled down on the Hoosiers +7.5 at halftime, thinking that's going to be a close game against the Ducks. Let's talk about Cooper Flagg, though, Reed, because I think a lot of people were probably leaning towards Duke being the national champion. Now, we don't know officially how it looks or what his status is going to be, but it did not look great from everything they're kind of showing us. I would not expect him to play in the ACC tournament. So, two-part question for you. If Flagg was fully healthy, was Duke going to be your national champ? And if he doesn't play in March Madness, how does that change things for you? Who are maybe the team or teams that now you're looking at to win it all?
Yeah, Duke would have been my surefire title pick. You know, obviously it's chalk, not, you know, it's not breaking any news there, but I thought that they were the worthy favorite and the best team in the country. I'm looking at some odds now. Duke's already dropping back to like 7-1, 8-1. Obviously, wow. It's a race. If you can get some good Cooper Flagg news and he's fine, you obviously have a very valuable ticket. You could beat some books there. But that injury looked pretty bad. I'm not a doctor, but that ankle got pretty close to touching earth. So tough to feel too confident. I mean, they're playing, it would be a week or 8 days, their first round game. They're still going to be a one seed, but I don't know about the turnaround time for Flagg, and I don't know how far you really, when you really need him. Obviously, the 16 seed, you should be fine. But then some of these 8 seeds look pretty dicey. You know, Duke could be in some big trouble really quickly, because without Flagg, Duke is not a national championship team, in my opinion. We look back at their non-conference slate and some of their closer games. It was a lot of Flagg isolations. It was a lot of Cooper, bail us out. They don't have a true traditional point guard. Con Knipple's pretty good, but I wouldn't say he's like a true facilitator. Tyrese Proctor's been around. Don't really know if he's like an ace ball handler. A lot of it relied on Flagg. So yeah, if he's out, I don't really like them. Auburn, a team that we're going to talk about probably when we talk SEC tournament, kind of souring on them. Houston, I never really find myself trusting them in March. Florida, that's kind of been the team I've been eyeing as maybe like the team I think has the second best chance of winning next to Duke. I think Florida's pretty well balanced. So maybe like that's where some of my equity is going to end up going, is the Gators with the national championship if Flagg is indeed out and it didn't look so great.
Yeah, it did not. It's certainly going to make things for the national championship picture very interesting. Reed, I want to get into some of today's games with you. Obviously, we got a bunch of one seeds in action today. St. John's, Houston, some of the Duke obviously going right now. Did you feel like any of the one seeds, two seeds, any of the higher seeds were maybe on upset alert for you in today's card?
I didn't think I bet Butler, like I said, when I came on PJ. I don't know if I necessarily thought that they were on upset alert, St. John's, but I thought Butler could hang around a big number. I do think, in terms of some of the other games, I don't really know if I see like a crazy upset coming or anything. I think maybe further down the line, we'll see if the winner of Arkansas Ole Miss can maybe give Auburn some trouble in the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament. But I don't know, like Colorado's taking on Houston. That's probably going to be a boring like 70-49 type win for Houston. I don't really know if I see anything there. Big Ten, Michigan State doesn't play yet, so I don't know. And obviously ACC, I mean, Duke's down 5.5. We're just talking about Flagg, so we'll see if Duke can make a rally in the second half without him.
Yeah, Iowa State right now is on a heater. 38-32 over BYU with 6 minutes to go until halftime in that game. So a lot of fireworks there. Want to get your thoughts on one of the Big 12 matchups coming later today, Reed. Did you do anything in Kansas, Arizona? Kansas survived last night. They played an overtime game. Now they get Arizona. These teams played on Saturday, so there's obviously some familiarity there. One of the games of the day, did you touch that one at all?
Nothing for me yet, and it's an interesting setup, and I think you always are going to see these in-conference tournament week, whether it's the feisty underdog gets hot, right, and everyone, like, they keep cashing every number and upsetting, and they get hot, or the night before the team is in, like, a real grinder, or they look terrible, or they look amazing, you know, just, like, a lot of reactionary things, and I think you could be having a similar setup here with Arizona-Kansas. Now, look, I don't like Kansas whatsoever. I don't think they're doing anything come tournament time, but you're starting to see this number drift out a little bit. Kansas obviously played in overtime last night against UCF. They had to kind of, you know, it took a while for them to take care of business, and they play really only like 5-6 guys. So, you know, are you going to be running on fumes against an Arizona team that could push the pace? If this number got like, it just like kept going and going and going and close to post, and you could get like a 3.5-4 with Kansas, I would lean towards the Jayhawks. But I mean, like, this is a number KenPom makes one. Like Arizona at a cheap price, I like Arizona. But if you start to get a little bit further out than expectation, I think you could play back on Kansas, who close game, competitive game at Allen Fogg on Saturday. I think Kansas could definitely compete on a new, with like normal circumstances in a vacuum. So if this number keeps running out, which I feel like it will, maybe it is come back in on Kansas on tonight's slate.
SEC tournament, Reed, we got some really good matchups today. There are going to be some really good matchups over the next couple days. And obviously, we're reacting to this Cooper Flagg news. I just want to talk this out through you. Like, Do you think now some of these SEC teams, the Auburns, the Floridas, the Bamas, do you think they play things a little more cautious now that Cooper Flagg has gone down? Like, if they have guys that are banged up, do you think we see some guys sit it out? Like, does that change how you handicap not only the SEC tournament, but some of these other tournaments as well? Because I know a lot of people that like Florida, Auburn's certainly the favorite in the SEC. Does maybe like the Flagg injury, does it change anything for you when you're handicapping the SEC tournament?
No, not necessarily. I think like it's like such a wild thing. Like, he went up for a rebound and fell and twisted his ankle. So I don't know if like that really matters, because like these teams still want to win the SEC tournament. My only thought on the like my pre-tournament expectation for Auburn in particular was I thought that this team needed to lose early in the SEC tournament. I think they'd benefit from getting bounced a little bit earlier than expectation. Because this team looks like it's running on fumes. Its last five games, outside the top 80 in adjusted defensive efficiency, the team's getting gashed on the defensive glass and fouling a ton. So I think Auburn, if they were to run the table in the SEC tournament, like that's almost like I'm going to think the opposite. Like, I'm going to want to fade them in the tournament because they didn't get those extra days off to really kind of reset. I don't think that they... I think they're on borrowed time, this Auburn team. It's been a long year for them. Veteran team, have been kind of the hunted all year long in the best conference in college basketball. I think that could maybe bubble up in the tournament and it could lead to kind of a bow out. We saw last year against Yale, they kind of lost their composure and ended up losing in the first round. I'm not saying they're going to lose in the first round or anything, but it's a team that I'm not super high on relative to the market. And look, now they're the national championship favorite. So if this Duke injury, if this Flagg injury is serious for Duke, I really got to start thinking, like, where can I maybe find something? And maybe on Selection Sunday, I place a few futures with an eye on fading Auburn and Duke, obviously.
Reed, I'll leave you with this in about 30 seconds or so. Are there any games you're eyeing today where you're hoping a certain team wins, knowing you want to come back and bet that team tomorrow against a Big Ten team or maybe an SEC team or a potential semifinal match we could see on tomorrow's card?
Yeah, we mentioned Arizona-Kansas. I'm likely going to bet Texas Tech against either team. So okay. I hope both teams, I hope one team wins. No ties. I'd like to, just a neutral. I can bet Texas Tech. And honestly, I hope Oregon hangs on to beat Indiana here in the second round. So I could bet Oregon against Sparty in the quarterfinals, because Oregon led Michigan State by like 10 in the second half against Michigan State before blowing it in the second half in East Lansing. So I think Oregon could definitely hang at multiple possessions.
Love it. Reed Wallach, make sure you guys are following him on X at Reed Wallach, host of the Early Read content for SI as well, joining us here on Send It In. Reed, always appreciate the time, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, PJ. Talk soon.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Let's keep it rolling here on Send It In as we talk about some of these conference tournaments that we have live and going on right now. We got to start with the ACC, right? This Cooper Flagg news is massive. It changes everything. Duke is the number two offense and the number four defense in college basketball. Cooper Flagg's the best freshman I've seen in college basketball, the best overall freshman since Anthony Davis. And I'm with Reed. I was kind of leaning towards having Duke as my national champion if Flagg was healthy and ready to go. Even if he does come back, I don't know. And we've seen one seeds before, right? When they lose some of these key pieces, we've seen two seeds. Think about when Virginia lost DeAndre Hunter, right? They lose to UMBC. Hunter was a great player, and he's not even in the same league as Cooper Flagg is. So it's a big deal. And I'm with Reed. I think they'll get past the 16 seed. They should be good there. But depending on what the 8-9 matchup is for Duke, if Cooper Flagg is not available, that is that's a big-time scare for Duke and just sucks. For us as college basketball fans, you know, you want these teams to be at their best, healthy. You want to see what Duke would have looked like going into the tournament, because again, the big knock on Duke is that the ACC is terrible and they haven't played anybody, so you wanted to see what they would have looked like. But I can't bet Duke right now, even if these prices drop and we get 9-1, 10-1 on Duke, even at the off chance that Flagg does come back, because again, it did not look good. No interest for me in betting Duke to win the national title. As what this does for the ACC tournament, I think you gotta look at North Carolina. Everybody's gonna look at Clemson, right? Clemson is the second best team in the ACC. I know that Louisville's the two seed. Clemson's a better team. People are gonna look at those two, but I mean, the fact the ACC tournament is in Charlotte and UNC has to win the ACC tournament, especially if Duke is without Cooper Flagg, even though that would be a quad one win, right? You beat a one seed. I mean, at the end of the day, I think the committee will realize that Duke didn't have their best players. So I think UNC's got to win out. You're still going to get a good price on them. We'll see if Georgia Tech is able to pull off the upset. But I think UNC now is the team that I would look at in the ACC. As for the Big Ten, we got Oregon and Indiana going on right now. I'm with Reed. I think the winner of this game, especially if it's Oregon, I like them as a potential upset tomorrow against Michigan State. I told you guys earlier, I think that that 8-9-1 in the Big Ten, Michigan State, Indiana, Oregon, I think one of those three is going to the final. I think they're meeting up with either Maryland or Illinois. I'm kind of coming around to the idea of maybe betting Maryland in the Big Ten tournament. The problem is Kevin Willard. Their team is talented enough to do it. The Crab 5 is elite. I just don't like Willard very much as a head coach, especially when we get to the month of March. But their team's certainly good enough to do it. So I think the Terps plus 350 could be worth a look. I did bet Oregon earlier at 20-1, hoping that they can get by Indiana because I do think they can upset Michigan State tomorrow. In the Big 12, Houston or Texas Tech, I think you look at one of the top two seeds. If Iowa State is able to beat BYU today, Iowa State's going to be a popular underdog pick against Houston tomorrow, and I just don't think Iowa State's going to be able to win that game, especially if Keyshawn Gilbert is out, and especially the fact that Iowa State blew out Houston by like 30 in the Big 12 title game last year. So I think you're looking at chalk in the Big 12. I think it's either going to be Houston or Texas Tech. SEC, I still like Texas A&M as my longer shot at 25-1, and I'm kind of coming around to Bama as well at plus 325 to win the SEC tournament. Feels like everybody I listen to, I talk to, they all love Florida, and it's easy to like Florida. They're probably playing the best ball right now of any team in the SEC. They certainly could win it. I just get a little worried when it feels like everybody's on the same team, so I like A&M, and as I've told you guys earlier this week, Bama plays well every other year in the SEC tournament. So, like, it feels like under Nate Oates, they win it, and then the next year they lose in the first round. Then they win it, lose in the first round. So I think they could go on a deep run this year. I would look at them. And then in the Big East, it feels like the winner is either going to be St. John's or the winner of Marquette and Xavier coming up a little bit later today. I think whoever wins that semifinal game tomorrow is going to end up winning the Big East. All right, let's get into some of the games that we have on today's slate. Ricky Pucks, PJ, can I get your take on a few parlays I threw together? North Carolina, Wisconsin, Purdue at plus 109, BYU, Xavier, and Kansas at plus 1064. I like the first one, Ricky Pucks. I like Carolina, Wisconsin, and Purdue today. I like that you're getting that at plus money. I think all three of those teams are going to win. BYU and Iowa State, I didn't touch that game. I would have probably leaned Iowa State, but I didn't go there. But I'm with you on Kansas. I actually like Marquette against Xavier in that game, which we're going to dive into here in a little bit. Let's get into our plays that we have on today's slate. We'll start in the A-10, number 12 Davidson against number 5 St. Louis. I love when we get these matchups where you get a number 5 versus a number 12 with a small point spread, and I love attacking those teams in the first half. I love attacking the higher seed. So the 12 seed in this instance, Davidson, they played a game yesterday. I think they're going to come out. They're going to play really well in the first 20 minutes. I like Davidson plus 1.5 against St. Louis. Then in that game in the Big East, Marquette and Xavier, I'm going to go with the Golden Eagles on the money line to win the game. I would also target them in the first half, money line as well. Xavier just feels too easy. They're one of the hottest teams in the Big East, one of the hottest teams in the country, going up against Marquette, who hasn't beaten a ranked team since January 3rd. They haven't beaten a tournament team since January 3rd, let alone a ranked team. And here they are playing a team that's squarely on the bubble in Xavier that absolutely needs this win. I think Xavier is going to be very popular today, but the best player on the floor is Cam Jones. I think he's going to get us to the finish line. So I actually like Marquette to take down Xavier today. Texas and Texas A&M, I'm attacking the Texas team total under in this game at 67.5. I think A&M's defense is going to be too much for Texas. They played really well. Maybe the best I've seen them play all year against Vandy yesterday. I would not expect their offense to look that way against Texas A&M, who's a much better defensive team than Vanderbilt. So I think that game is going to be lower scoring. I think Texas is going to struggle just to even crack the 60s. So I like under 66.5 total points for the Longhorns today. Then in the Mountain West, we got San Diego State and Boise State. This is a bit of a sharp play today. You've seen a lot of money come in on Boise State. This game last night was minus 110. Then it moved up to minus 115. Got to as high at minus 135 today on BetMGM on Boise State. And I think Boise's the right side in this game because San Diego State's a really solid program. They were in the national championship game a couple years ago. I think a lot of people are going to look at San Diego State as a small underdog, and they're going to take that bet. I think it's fool's gold. I'd ride with Boise today on the money line against San Diego State. Then we got Mississippi State taking on Mizzou. Really interesting game. I've talked about Mississippi State a ton on this show and how they are just all matchup oriented. If you like Mississippi State, you bet them against teams that play like they do, teams that are defensive-minded, teams that are physical, good on defense, those kind of things. When they go up against the lead offensive teams like Florida, Bama, Auburn, Kentucky, Missouri, they haven't won those games this season. However, something that was a big takeaway with me yesterday, Mississippi State played LSU. And if you guys watch the SEC tournament, right after the game is over, the head coach of the winning team and the star player go over to sit on the SEC desk, and they were already talking about their matchup with Missouri. And they remember that game when Missouri came into Starkville and they whooped them. And Caleb Grill had 6 threes in that game. He had 22 points. Head coach Chris Jans, Josh Hubbard, their best player, were both talking about how good he was that night. I am betting that Mississippi State is going to let anybody but Caleb Grill beat them tonight. So if you're able to bet player props, I really like under 14 and a half points tonight for Caleb Grill. I also like Mississippi State +1.5 in the first half. I think they're going to get off to a fast start. Missouri has really been leaking here down the stretch. I'll take the Bulldogs in the first half. Then another SEC battle, Oklahoma and Kentucky. I think the Sooners are live in this game. I would look at some OU money line. I would also look at the Oklahoma team total over. I feel like if you like an underdog against Kentucky, you also got to bet their team total over. This is a team that's not good on defense. It's a high total at 161.5. Oklahoma's offense has been playing much better here over the last 3 weeks. So I'd look at Oklahoma money line, and I'd also look at Sooners team total over 77.5 as well. Then Kansas and Arizona. I like the Jayhawks tonight +2.5. I think they win the game against Arizona. A lot of people are probably going to like Zona because Kansas has not been as good as we thought they were this year. They were preseason number one. They're coming off of an overtime game last night against UCF, but I think it's a good matchup for them, and their offense is starting to play a lot better, and they got the home court, the home crowd advantage playing there in Kansas City. So I'll take Kansas tonight +2.5. And then a money line parlay that I like today, Texas Tech, North Carolina, parlay those two teams together -105 to get us the win today. I don't want to lay the 6.5 with Texas Tech against Baylor. I don't want to lay the 5.5 with UNC against Wake. I just like both of those teams to win, so I'll take them in a money line parlay. I think that one will come home for us. So that's what we're rolling with today. All right, let's talk about some mid-major teams in college basketball that I would keep an eye on when the bracket comes out on Sunday, because we still have some mid-major teams that have to play their conference championship games on Saturday, but a majority of them, we already know the auto bids. We'll start with Lipscomb. They're a projected 13 seed right now, top 100 offense and defensive team, top 50 in three-point percentage. They shoot a lot of threes. Lipscomb could be a dangerous team, right? Something you look for in these mid-major teams are the teams that are streaky and shoot a lot of threes. You know Lipscomb isn't going to have the size advantage and the athleticism and the talent against whatever three seed they end up playing against or four seed, but they are going to be able to execute, run their offense, and shoot threes. And if they're knocking down their shots, Lipscomb could be a dangerous team. Montana upset Northern Colorado last night to win the Big Sky Conference Tournament. They're projected to be a 14 seed. I would stay away from Montana. I would stay away from them spread or even picking them to pull off a crazy upset. According to KenPom, Montana, number one team in the country according to luck ranking. So even though they got a good team, they've been very fortunate this year. I don't really like betting on those teams in one-and-done type environments. Then give me High Point. This is a mid-major team that I really like. They are ranked 27th in offense, according to KenPom. If you watch the Big South Championship game when High Point played against Winthrop, they were down double digits in the second half. It looked like High Point had no life. It looked like Winthrop was going to cruise to a victory. And then out of nowhere, High Point just blitz them. And that's how good and dynamic their offense is, and that's how quick they can hit you. So High Point is going to be one of those 13 seeds that's really fun, play a lot of points. They're going to score a lot of points, so I would look at High Point as a potential 13 seed. Then we got UNC Wilmington. They are a projected 14 seed after winning the CAA. Good offensive team. They were the highest rated team in the CAA. Not really a team that I'm interested in betting. Then we have Drake, who is a projected 10 seed. Drake, what makes them so difficult is they play at the slowest tempo in college basketball. They're 30-3 this season. They have an identity. They know who they are. You're not going to speed them up. You're not going to rush them. They're going to walk the ball up the floor. They're going to execute on offense. They're going to give it to Bennett Sturts, the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year, and they're just going to play great defense because that's what they do. They're a really good defensive team. So keep an eye out for Drake. They could be a tough matchup. Wofford, if you're looking for a 15 or 16 seed that could make some noise this season, I think you got to look at the Wofford Terriers because they have a player on their team who shoots granny-style free throws, and that just feels like a March legend waiting to happen. So I would keep an eye out for him. His name is Kyler Fowlwich. And again, if you were watching, it kind of blew up over X when they were playing in the SoCon championship game. Shoots granny-style free throws. Like, that's the kind of stuff I look for, right? Players that are going to take off in March Madness. Wofford shoots a three ball very well. They shot at 44% in their conference tournament. That would be a 15 seed I would keep an eye on. Cover the spread, maybe even pull the upset. McNeese State going to be a very popular upset pick when the bracket comes out, rightfully so. Will Wade's an excellent coach, top 70 team, offense and defense. If there's a five seed that's vulnerable, there's a very good chance that I'm picking McNeese State to knock them off. And then Troy, finally out of the Sun Belt, projected 14 seed. Sun Belt's very good. Troy won that league. They had a very good year, and they're a very good defensive team. I would look to bet the under when Troy plays in their first-round game. Shawnee Sharp's telling me Cooper Flagg has returned back to the Duke bench, and he has weight on the leg. So, obviously, we'll monitor this situation. I would not expect Cooper Flagg to play again in the ACC tournament, but who knows? I'm not a doctor. But let's just hope, for our sake as basketball fans, that he returns for the NCAA tournament. All right, let's go. You bet countdown to tip-off. Make sure you guys tune in for this one. As soon as the bracket is announced on Sunday, stop what you're doing. Tune in right here to the BetMGM Network for You Better You Bet countdown to tip-off with Nick Costos and Brad Evans from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, breaking down the bracket and giving you the edge when the markets open. All right, real quick, let's go to Shawnee Sharp with our Sports Betting Minute. Going to give us an update on the college hoop scores and what's going on at the Players' Championship as well. Shawnee Sharp, what we got?
Yeah, Peach. As I said before, Cooper Flagg went and got x-rays right after. Obviously, he was wheelchaired back there. So right now, he's listed as doubtful, as you said, assuming he's not going to come back into this game. But there's pictures of him standing at the bench. His jersey's untucked, so I'm assuming he's not coming back in. But he is standing on it, which I think is pretty big, because obviously he wouldn't be standing if it's not too bad. It could be adrenaline, though. As for other games around right now, Duquesne is down to St. Bonaventure, 63-59, the Woj effect right there. As we just talked about, Duke right now is up 3 on Georgia Tech. Butler is down big to St. John's, 53-32. Indiana, in a close one in Indianapolis to Oregon. Oregon's leading 43-40. Iowa State and BYU at half. Iowa State's leading 53-49. Also at half, South Florida 28, Wichita State 38. And middle of the first half here, Arkansas 17, Ole Miss 22. And looks like for the leader right now at the Players is Lucas Glover at -5. And going back to the Cooper Flagg, Duke really hasn't moved much at all for national championship. It did move when you guys were talking about with Reed. They have moved back to the second favorite here. They're at +375 right now at BetMGM.
Okay, so Duke, again, if you were able to grab that 7-1, 8-1, really good ticket in your pocket. Gone back, they have officially ruled him out for the game today, so we will see how that progresses moving forward as Duke looks to survive Georgia Tech. All right, another promo we got to tell you about from our friends at BetMGM, because it is the place to bet golf this season. The Sportsbook Born in Vegas is introducing golf as the newest sport to their Second Chance family. Starting this week with the Players' Championship, place an outright wager, and if your player finishes second, including ties, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM, the only place to get your full winnings for ties and dead heats in golf to go along with best-in-class odds and live betting experiences. Offer is only for PGA events and the four majors this season. All right, you guys, let's wrap the show with our best bets of the day. I owe you guys one. If you were following me on X at PJGlasser9, I tweeted out that I liked Indiana first half today. Oregon ends the half on a 10-0 run. That one does not come home. I do like my best bets, though, today. We went 2-1 yesterday. I think we're going clean sweep today. We'll start with the prop lock, and it's Caleb Grill under 14.5 points. Again, if you can bet player props, I would take the under on Caleb Grill, 14.5. Mississippi State is not forgotten when he came into their building and lit him up for 6 threes and 22 points. They're going to key in on him today, make sure he doesn't get going. I'll go under 14.5 points for Caleb Grill. Dog of the day is going to be Kansas plus 2.5 against Arizona. I think Kansas wins this game outright. Again, I think it should be about a pick 'em, but because Kansas played overtime last night against UCF, they just have not played up to the standards we thought they would this season. I think you're getting a little bit of value there. It's going to be the Jayhawks plus the points. And then my best bet is going to be the Oklahoma Sooners team total over 77.5 against Kentucky. I think Oklahoma, there's a very good chance they win that game outright, but I like the team total better. I think Oklahoma's scoring at least in the 80s tonight against Kentucky. So give me Sooners team total over 77.5. That's my best bet. Kansas is going to be our dog of the day. Caleb Grill, under 14.5 points. Once again, my prop lock. Thanks again to Reed Wallach for joining us on the show today. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Looking forward to another great show tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.